the life practice is that a regular sitting practice, where you're sitting down and staying with the present moment, whether that's following the anchor of the breath or staying with the body or noticing sensations, a daily practice of at least 15 minutes is really powerful. And it's not, again, where I'm coming from when I say it's powerful, and there's a lot of different reasons why it's powerful, but I'm not talking about all the wonderful ways that it will calm us down or bring us to concentration. What I'm talking about is simply exercising the muscle of bringing the mind into the present. It's really powerful to have a daily practice to exercise the mind so that when we're going in our day, we are more likely to notice as we open the car door. Because opening the car door also is a miracle. And if we can feel it and notice it in that moment, and it doesn't go by in a haze or in a dream, forgotten and unseen while we're thinking about something else, if we really be there with it, we are investing this home of the present moment with the loving kindness that it deserves. Yes. It depends on your temperament. Some of us are larks and some of us are owls. So if you're a lark, you're an early morning person, that might be a good time. If you're a nighttime person, you know, we have different kinds of body time clocks. For me, the morning time is the best time because it sets me up for the day. Also really, really important, because of those eight worldly winds and the unpredictability of them, it's really helpful to have a heart practice. And the most common one taught in Vipassana is loving kindness practice with the phrases that we practiced yesterday. If you would like more information about loving kindness practice, you can find a lot about it online. And some really beautiful talks on a website called dharmaseed.org. And also the website that we mentioned earlier, Access to Insight, if you're more of a reader than a listener. But a loving kindness practice. But the heart practices aren't limited to loving kindness. There's also compassion, which we did. Appreciative joy, which is joy in the joy of others. We did not do that this weekend, but gratitude is like is the joy practice that we do for ourselves. So gratitude is a heart practice. Equanimity and forgiveness. It's also generosity. It's all these beautiful practices to open and help the heart stay open. Really, really helpful, yes.
Doing something like yoga in the morning, would you say that has the same effects if it's a very calming, slow yoga, or would you say just being still is the most important thing, or can you add movement to your meditation?
Having a body practice is really important, but I would call that a third thing. So I would say there's three things. There's the meditation practice, where we're really helping the mind stay on one object or often stay on one object, depending where you are and what you're doing in your practice, is something that keeping the body still, yes, and staying in the present moment. Second would be the heart practice. And then the third is some kind of body practice. Yoga is really, really supportive and really important. I was saying to someone today that in the beginning, when I started practicing in 1991, we'd go on retreat, we would sit and walk and sit and walk and sit and walk, and then there would be a 45-minute Dharma talk, and that was all. And as it evolved over the years, now if you go on a Western Vipassana retreat, there will always be metta and there will always be movement. because the teachers found that we need it. It's really important to sustain our practice. So it's a both and, in my experience. Yes?
Who said, don't believe everything you think?
Pema Chodron. Pema, P as in Paul, E-M-A. Chodron, C-H-O-D-R-O-N. I highly recommend anything she's ever done. Yeah, so you can find talks. One of my favorite books of all time is called Things Fall Apart, she wrote. Yeah.
And if you're ever in Nova Scotia, up on the Cabot Trail, go to Gamble Abbey.
Yeah.
That's where she lives.
Yeah.
And once a year releases lobsters so that they don't have to go to to their other fate.
Yeah. Very beautiful. So I recommend a meditation practice, a heart practice, engaging your body, whether that's yoga or walking or whatever it is you do, dance, and intention. I've been speaking about the power of intention and sending some intention. I told you my practice. I do a mindfulness, breath practice in the morning, followed by a metta practice, followed by prayer to Kuan Yin with the chant that I taught you. And in the prayer to Kuan Yin, I set my intention for the day. And I know many of you are longtime practitioners and you have your own sort of way that you've worked it out, but creating that kind of container, and then that just helps us move through the day with more mindfulness and care. Does anybody have anything they want to add to that? But, yeah.
One last question. Please. Meditating, listening to music at the same time, should it just be completely in the mind, or can you listen to like instrumental music? Like I hear a lot of things on YouTube.
Yeah. I do not listen to music. But I have a lot of sound in my life, and so having the silence is really welcome to me. I think the purpose of silence is to minimize the distractions. In fact, in our lineage, the reason we close our eyes, some lineages we meditate with eyes slightly open, is simply to limit the visual distraction so that we're just more, there's more opportunity to be with the present. I would invite you to experiment with it. Try the sound and try the silence and see which circumstance will bring your mind more into the present moment, because that's really the goal. Yeah. Buddies and groups are really supportive. As I mentioned at the beginning of this weekend, that's not always natural for those of us who are drawn to this practice, because many of us who are drawn to this practice are introverted. And reaching out for a buddy or a group is sort of antithetical to our social style, unfortunately. But if you can do it, it's really, really supportive. So for instance, I have an email gratitude buddy. And I met her 10, 15 years ago. I really like her, but I really pretty much never see her, even though she lives in the same town as me. But several times a week, we just shoot off an email to each other, naming the things we're grateful for that day. And it's actually a really powerful practice. And it keeps me connected to her and connected to my sense of gratitude. And you can do a buddy practice for pretty much anything, including sitting meditation. Having somebody that you're accountable to about your practice can be really helpful. Coming to this sangha or other sanghas, or starting your own if you live in a more isolated area. Listening to talks online. And once again, I recorded 12 chants that we did this weekend. You're welcome to use those as they are of use to you. think that's all I wanted to say about daily life practice. A lot of forgiveness for yourself. Remember the Buddhist teaching, patience is the supreme virtue. A lot of patience and kindness for ourselves as we are on this path.